Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This is Derek A. Stryker, Chief Legal Counsel for the Montana Family Foundation, filling in for Jeff Laslotti. It's hard to believe that we are quickly approaching the midpoint of the legislative session. For the past 58 days, legislators in both the House and Senate have held hearings, debated, and sorted through just shy of 1,400 bills so far. Back on January 6th, both the House and Senate chambers gaveled in to begin the difficult and serious work of debating policies that impact all corners of the state. Freshman legislators approached the initial committee hearings with rose-colored glasses, fully intent on persuading their colleagues that their ideas are in the best interests of Montana. Some of these ideas die quickly when legislators decide that their bill is not ready for showtime and the bill is tabled in committee. Other ideas receive robust debate in committee, only to be further scrutinized and voted down on the floor of the House or the Senate. Then there are those ideas which find enough support to pass one chamber, only to be met with stiff opposition in the other. This is the process that Montana voters expect of our elected leaders, a process that demands careful consideration, respectful debate, and a majority of consensus before an idea becomes law. It's also the sort of process that led Winston Churchill to comment that our form of government, quote, is the worst form of government, except for all the others, end quote. Now, after almost two full months, the legislative session is approaching a crescendo. With the transmittal deadline quickly approaching, all general bills must be transmitted from one chamber to another before March 7th. The transmittal deadline is also the last day for legislators to request a bill that will require an appropriation. As of Tuesday, March 4th, committee hearings have ended. This means that all bills that remain alive for now will be debated on the floor of each chamber. Only the best ideas will survive in advance to meet their fate in either the House or Senate. Over the next 3 days, both chambers will be engaged in marathon floor sessions to sort through the remaining bills. The government affairs team for the Montana Family Foundation has been keeping pace with our elected leaders. Over the past 58 days, we have offered compelling testimony in 48 bills. As always, our number one job is to kill the bad bills. We are happy to report that nothing harmful to families, marriage, or religious freedom has received a green vote. Job number two is to help pass good policy that supports families, defends freedom, and safeguards our faith. We are pleased to report victories on that front as well. Already this session, we have passed legislation to protect women's privacy in intimate spaces, and several other priority bills have beat the transmittal deadline to await hearings in the next chamber, including a bill to protect the autonomy of pregnancy resource centers, and a bill that defends free speech so that no one is punished for failing to use someone else's preferred pronouns. For the next 3 days, our government affairs team will help shepherd our remaining bills to the next chamber, and after the break, we will begin our work again to foster a Montana where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Derek A. Stryker, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.